And now, hard facts on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
All right, 6 minutes gone past the hour of five. You're still listening to 92.3 Nigeria Info. Remember, we're live on Facebook, Nigeria Info Podhacket. We're live on YouTube, Nigeria Info Podhacket. We're active on X, Nigeria Info Podhacket. All right, Nigeria Info PH. What's wrong with me today? I don't know. But you're listening to Hard Facts on 92.3 Nigeria Info. I am Kala Dakorobatubo. I've got with me on the phone a human rights activist, and there's something that happened in the course of the year that I would like us to look at, because there is a development to that story. I'm talking with Israel Joe, but before I bring Israel Joe on, you must have seen the report, or must have read about it, that some time ago in Ozoba, a man was arrested, and he was seen with a huge amount of money, and you know, after investigations and everything, according to the story, the police extorted over 80 million naira. When this story became large and everybody knew about it, we heard from the police that some of it was given to the commissioner of police at the time, and another portion of it was given to the inspector general of police. Now, inspector general of police denied, commissioner of police at the time denied. However, where is the money? Nobody could tell. We've just seen a report that the items that were extorted, including the over 80 million naira, have not been returned to the owner. And the person who received it is the comrade who will join us on the show, Israel Joe. Welcome. Compliments of the season to you, and good afternoon.
Compliments of the season. Thank you so much for having me.
All right. So you've told me you're busy, so I'm just going to quickly rush. What really transpired? What happened from the very get-go? What was the police reason, or the reasons they gave for arresting your client in the first place?
Anyway, try to make you understand that it was first an illegal arrest.
Okay.
Because at the end of the day, what the police said is that somebody brought an information that the Mr. Davidson is having a lot of money in his possession. So they went and popped into the house. They got over 100 million naira. They took him to the police station. They arrested him. They detained him for days. To get the principle and ethics, to get his fundamental human rights. So when we're contacted, we went to the Port Harcourt. I am a human rights activist in Delta. We went to Port Harcourt and we shot them and the whole lot of it. And that is a granted indeed. The first alleged that this man in question is nobody. They later alleged that he's into cybercrime. He charged his phone, threw a lot of things, did a lot of things to not avail. At the end of the day, this man keeps telling them that I am a chairman of pipeline surveillance.
Okay.
In the IC, they are being paid with dollars. This is my heart and money. I have boys that I pay in dollars. You know, at the end of the day, told him that, okay, what's going to happen for them, to pay them again and all those things, that should let go of the money.
Sorry, that's what they said. They said that the federal government will pay them again. Interesting.
Yes. Interesting. In releasing this young man, they released the sum of $9,000 to us.
How much was collected in the first place?
They collected over 100 million naira in equivalent.
Okay.
Dollars.
Yeah.
So they released $9,000 and 3 million naira, which is about 12 million, was returned. And they were able to shut in that somewhere there, people should just go out to Port Harcourt. They said that we don't go to court to Port Harcourt. They were checking the boy, just travel and forget about the other money. They released his 2 car, a Chevrolet car and a Toyota Camry Spider car. And I was like, no. It's a legitimate money. Why you cannot just allow to go for extortion? In Delta, we have been acting and handling extortion. It's just extorting Delta, unless it does not come to our knowledge. We are going to fight with everything we have to make sure that money is being returned. If you go to my Instagram page, my Facebook page, you see returns of money, so much, 100,000, 200,000, 1.5 million, something. So after they released the card and everything, we did the petition.
Okay.
From my personal deputy, the Inspector General of Police.
Okay.
Because at the release, the IPO said that the IG is going to take 18 million naira, the CP is going to take 20 million naira. But the lack of investigation in Abuja, we discovered that it was a World War III statement in order to extort the actors' wealth. That's the intent.
So you're very sure the IGP and the commissioner did not take any of the amounts. You're very sure.
No. The commissioner of police, the IGP, they didn't. In short, the commissioner of police is only being held to account because of lack of supervision.
Okay.
Not because he was part of what the anti-cyber crime unit did.
Okay.
You understand?
Yeah.
So, when we petitioned a lot of them to Port Harcourt to Abuja, of course, we got a whole lot of shit, but we are die hard comrades. We don't even think of those things in the first place.
Mm.
They got to a point to net to the IGP, sorry, the IG himself, and a whole lot of this. You know, it happened on the petition was dated 27th September.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, just last weekend to this week, the report came out, the appeal came from Abuja, and of course, handed those things over to us. The gold chain worth over 5 million naira. They handed $74,000, like equivalent of like 89 million naira.
Wow.
Two plasma television, Hisense and LG, and of course a Sandy fan they collected. Just were not all the things they collected, but we just don't want to push. Because this normal Bluetooth, you know, the boys' clothes, shoes, they
pack
those things.
So who are do you know the police? Do you know the police officers? You know, from the anti cyber crime unit in the state CID of Riverside. I know you're in Delta State, but do you know the names of these officers? Are they being arrested?
I'm not based in Port Harcourt.
Okay.
But at least I know the IPO. Emmanuel Etchang is the IPO.
Okay.
Of this matter that led the squad to do that illegal boosting and arrest.
Okay.
And of course, because of this, the anti-cyber crime unit in the state CID, Riverside Port Harcourt has been shut down.
Oh, the state CID has been shut down?
I was wondering.
So the cyber crime unit of the state CID has been shut down because of the situation.
Yes, and they are going through a whole lot of reform right now.
All right. Will your client decide to pursue this case in court? You know, to seek some kind of compensation for the emotional torture he has gone through.
We have to do that consultation. You know, in the role of and the struggle, you know, we came from the background of student activity.
Okay.
We get it.
Yeah.
Yeah, from NANS. I was at the point in NANS with the PR with also state and the SD Secretary of my card. There are three things, consultation, consolidation and confrontation. So
yeah.
Before you consolidate or you confront, you must carry out a wider consultation to look critically at the essence, the thought, you know, everything crossing the seas that so on now we are still consulting. But the IGP was very deep to us. The IGP did a whole lot of the monitoring unit, they did a whole lot of things that we might not want to litigate.
Okay. So you're out of court settlement. Yeah. But let's learn from your story. So you said you took a petition to the IGP in Abuja. Some people are also going through similar cases. Actually, I know someone personally, and I'm going to take up that matter. I know someone personally who also is suffering in the hands of members of the state CID. So the question I want to ask you is, when you were threatened, when they were saying, oh, leave town, drop this matter, drop this case, what approach did you take to, you know, defend yourself against the threats? Because this person I'm talking about, who is, you know, suffering a similar issue, his house has been raided on several occasions. He has left his house, he's in hiding. So how did you get by when, you know, you were threatened?
Anyway, let me say at this point that I'm a young person.
Okay.
Let me say that, even, like, I must talk to young people. Our generation is different from the generation of those oppressing us.
Okay.
That's to say that the generation of our oppressors is a different generation of our generation, and our generation has their own pain. who are fighting your peers here, social media. I alarm a lot.
Okay.
If you follow me on Facebook and Instagram at Israel Joe, at J-O-E, as for Israel Joe, we raise a lot of alarm on this issue. I've been detained by the DSS over NSAP, of the power coordinator of NSAP in Delta State.
Okay.
My plant has been closing. So, just that looks very nothing. It's a simple element to me. So, I don't even bother by with it. But what we do most times is raise alarm.
I raise the alarm on social media. Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Raise the alarm and write it on those who are pursuing you. If anything happens to me, this person should be held responsible for I am fighting with just court.
Okay.
It has nothing to do with anybody's personality, but everything to do with the issue in court.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much for your time. I promised I was going to keep you for just 10 minutes, but I think I've kept you for more. But thank you very much, Israel Joe. And once again, I should send my commendations for you for fighting a just cause, I should say.
Thank you very much for having me.
All right. Thank you then. And do enjoy the rest of your day. All right. Now, let's come to you listening. Just in case you do not know the story, interesting, right? So, some few months ago, like my guest said, in the month of September, someone came in from Delta State to River State. He was somewhere around Ozoba. He is the chairman of the pipeline surveillance, and he had a huge amount of money, and he was arrested. And when he was arrested, he told them, oh, okay, fine, someone gave you a tip off, it's fine, the person is a good citizen, but this money is for the payment of the boys who were securing the pipeline. They arrested him, and like you had the person say, you know, they did illegal arrest, kept him there for days, you know, threatened, tortured, did everything. And when they found out he wasn't lying, they, you know, gave him part of the money, somewhere around the region of 12, 13 million. And then they took the rest, and they said that they were going to give some of the money to the IGP and the Commissioner of Police. And I remember we talked about it, and we hoped at the time that they were not going to sweep the matter under the carpet. However, the people who were who were very much involved decided to pursue the matter to the last. Now, you would also remember that on this show, I had a guest one time, I think Justus, I'm trying to remember his last name, who came and said the same state CID, yes, River State CID, also are threatening his life. They have gone to his apartment on two or three occasions, and it is because that there was a civil matter. And they reported to the state CID, and the state CID arrested him the same pattern. And, you know, they seized some of his items, some of his properties, including his car. However, now they're refusing to give him his car. And they are saying, according to reports, that, you know, they may have sold some of the, you know, important things in that vehicle. So I'm wondering if this is the habits, this is the standard procedure of the state CID here in River State, and that's why I want to talk about it. And I'm saying it openly that I'm going to pursue the case, and I'm going to try to see what the standard procedure of the state CID is. But let's go to the phone lines. What are your thoughts on this? About 89 million naira has been returned to the individual. Like you heard my guest say, a 5 million naira gold chain returned. I hear Delta people like gold chains a lot. So that has been returned. A standing fan, two plasma television sets, several other things that were carted away. Even the victim's house I think the things scattered away from the victim's house were returned to him. That's what the report says. The IPO in charge of this is Emmanuel Eteng. Emmanuel Eteng. And according to my guess, the anti-cyber crime unit has also now been disbanded here in River State. It's really interesting. Maybe this is the reason why, you know, the former CP was transferred outside River State. I do not know. But let's get your thoughts. Let's get your thoughts. 0817-923-0002 and 0817-923-0003. Remember that there is a commercial coming up in about 4 minutes' time. So let's get your thoughts coming in right now. WhatsApp 0809-0306-416. All right, let's take this call. Let's take this first one. Hello, what's your name? Where are you calling in from?
Good evening, Kalada.
Good afternoon. It's still afternoon. Good afternoon to you. Welcome. What's on your mind? Tell me.
Obed Chima. I'm calling from Port Harcourt.
All right, Obed Chima. Let's get your thoughts, please.
Yes, Kalada. Listen to the men by Nigerians who are too far and trying to pursue their right.
Please turn off your radio. Turn off your radio. It sounds crazy.
Yes,
getting to your door. I can hear you now.
Yes, so I think Nigerians should learn lessons, honestly.
Okay. Right.
Oh, we cannot do anything. Look, Nigeria must know that you have a right. Mm. Police can come and intimidate you, and you just succumb. You understand?
Mm.
Because we have criminal police out there.
Mm.
You understand? This time is visible, these guys have been reported, they will tell us that it's a bad head. So where are the good heads in Nigerian police? We
All
want
right.
to see them.
Alright.
Because it seems that the bad head has now been overtaking the entire Nigerian police. Understand? This thing happens every day. Police intimidate people with their own kids. They want to do anything they like. They see that they are not properly monitored. And that's what is happening.
Okay.
So I must commend this young man for taking the bold step. You understand? Nigerians should learn from this. You
All
have
right.
the right as Nigerians to be able to ask police some questions whenever they want to go, whatever they want to do.
All right.
You understand?
All
so
right.
these are the things.
All right. All right, thank you very much. Thank you very much, Obed Chima. I've got McDonald from Rukpoku. McDonald, quickly, we've got a commercial coming up. Good news, I'm afraid
thank
I will
you,
not be. Yeah, welcome.
Yes, I've been telling this story from the onset.
Okay.
And today, there's victory.
Oh, there is victory.
That is the outcome of consistency and persistence.
Mm.
You see, the young men were very determined. To get justice, and they have got justice today. I must say that River State is the worst state in terms of policing. I have the opportunity of to live in some few places in Nigeria.
Do you have statistics to back that thought of yours? Because when you said the worst in terms of policing,
the few states I've lived in Nigeria, River State is the worst.
I mean, we just had about 200 people killed in Plateau. We just had some people killed the days back in northern states.
About impunity by the police.
Okay, all right. Okay.
Go to CID. They're not possibly win. They are even settling motor case. Motor case can be settled out of court.
Interesting.
I've witnessed a lot. So, I think with the governor of River State, because this thing is happening to us. The scheme I could not do was killed by the police in River State.
All right.
The former governor didn't utter a word. And then the governor should be able to tell the police command, look, I don't want to see this happening in my state. And then we listen to him.
All right. Okay, McDonald.
This is what I'm going to do now.
All right, McDonald.
I'm supposed to stand up because the pair drive to come here and commit all sorts of atrocities against our people.
Heavy allegations. I've got to let you go, McDonald. We've got a commercial, but those are heavy allegations. All right, time for me to take your calls, time for me to take your thoughts and opinions and allow you, tell me what you're thinking about what I am discussing on the show today, Hard Facts or 92.39 Nigeria Info. For those of you just tuning in, I'm Kalada Korobatubo, and we are talking about, some police officers in River State who extorted the chairman pipeline surveillance and collected about 89 million naira in the form of dollars from him, collected his 5 million naira gold chain, collected 2 plasma TVs and some other items and they threatened him, don't ask for the money, don't you ask for the, see, IGP go chop, like we say in the local parlance, commissioner of police go chop. Anyways, they did not know. Now they were going to meet their Waterloo. All right, this one says, Kalada, don't get me wrong, Nigeria is a failed state. You or many Nigerians may disagree, but that is the truth. How can you expect law enforcement agents like police, who are created to protect the citizens, now killing and maiming the citizens, and you think such country is not a failed country? Until we all agree that things have gotten out of control, we will keep deceiving ourselves and thinking things will get better. Look at how 100 plus persons were killed in Plateau State. Things are not right, or you guys from the media should muster the guts to agree with us, the masses. Franklin, in the United States, police kill citizens, police maim citizens, police commit certain atrocities. In the UK, in many, many countries, are those countries failed states? I mean, going by your argument, are those countries failed states? I'm just asking. And anyway, Trace, let's go to the phone line. Alvin is calling from Diob. Alvin, welcome. What is on your mind? Tell me, please.
Good evening, Kalanda.
You're welcome.
I could remember when the story broke out on a Sunday morning.
Okay.
I was going to work.
Okay.
What was going in my mind was, God, what kind of country are we in?
Okay.
They even had to share the man's money and give him 20 million. I said, God, this kind of problem with this one. So my advice to you is, concerning your own case, if you follow it up,
okay.
Follow it up, I beg.
All right.
Follow it to the last.
All right, then.
Police, they actually so much you mean, as in like they are untouching.
Okay.
Police, follow it up. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Good news.
Thank you very much, Alvin. For those of you criticizing, the country and the police, I mean, some people did wrong, and the system has now ensured that those people will face the law. Should we not be clapping for the system instead of trying to pull the system down? I'm just asking. Good news is calling from Port Harcourt. Good news, welcome.
Yeah, good evening, my brother.
Yeah, welcome.
The question you asked last, should we not be clapping for the system? That's your last question, brother. The truth is that, has the system really done what it's meant to be clapped for?
Okay.
That is the question.
Okay.
Okay, we just talked about this 80 million, this issue on ground right now. We have not heard if the IPO has been arrested.
But I mentioned he has been arrested. The department has been closed down.
I'm coming. I'm not going to.
Okay.
The only thing is that Mr. Bakram has been pulled down, and this was from this young man that pushed the case. Now, what happened to the commander in that Bakram? What happened to the has a superior that reports to the superior to the commander? What happened to that? Why are they not telling Nigerians what has happened to them before pulling down the cyber crime? Those are things we need to know. But we cannot come and say, yes, they have done well. And don't the man, I want to please suggest to you, that case you're talking about, can you please put it on and let us know the other case?
No, it was...
The first people of interest we see how to support that young man.
Okay.
So they will not kill him.
Okay. Okay, no problem. I will do that.
All right,
thank you very much. Good news. Thank you very much. I've got Daniel from D-Line. Oh my, sorry, Daniel. Do call back if you can. This one says, good evening. It was in the same style those men picked me up just because I went to buy gas cooker chair. I don't get that part. Gas cooker chair, just normal household things, and I just moved into Port Harcourt newly from Delta State. They're asking me why I got the money. Okay, you went to buy gas cooker chairs and, you know, just normal household things, and I just moved into Port Harcourt newly from Delta State. They were asking me where I got the money from to buy those things. They took me to the office, and because they could not see anything to hold me, they said I should pay 30,000 before they can let me go. All this while, I could not call because they took my phone and my wife was with me. Right, a lot of people have got some very sad stories about this issue, but what is your take on this? I mean, a lot of people have gone, oh, why will a police officer do such a thing? I understand. I understand your grievance or their grievances. But think about it. The system itself, maybe due to the tenacity of the people involved, you know, the other party, Israel, Jew and his likes, maybe due to your tenacity. However, the system, you know, did not try to shade these erring police officers as we have seen in recent times and in other times. So the question then is, maybe we should be able to, you know, give a part on the back to the police system to say, okay, you know what? Keep trying to rid yourself off the bad eggs. Keep trying to make sure that the people who, you know, painting the police in a bad light or in a bad, giving them a bad image, are removed from the police. However, my fear is that the more people are removed, I hope we can also put incentives for people to join the police, because we already know that the police do not have good numbers and we want them to be able to police all of Nigeria. But let's look at some more messages. This one says, what do you mean by things like these do not happen? Someone says, Kalada, you lied. In those nations you mentioned, things like this, the one you are discussing, does not happen. Give your instances. Chigaze from Port. I'm saying police kill people. It's not about what I'm talking about. Police kill people. You know, some say it could be racial. It could be... Even police have involved themselves in certain criminal activities. But you still do not see or say that those countries are failed countries. Anyhow, you want to argue it. But I'm not going to go into the argument with you. 0817-923-0002 and 0817-923-0003. I've got Chris, and Chris is calling from Port Harcourt. Welcome, Chris.
Hello there.
Yes, I'm Chris. Welcome. What is on your mind? Tell me.
My dear, God bless you.
All right.
Police have said, no, little they have cried. Let me tell you, me and you know when somebody has cried. Understand me? These people now, like by one of my brothers last day, if the commander had been arrested, the team had been arrested, paraded, we saw them, we clap for them, Let me draw your mind back to that stage. When they say they arrested one boy, later they saw the cause of the boy in one or compared duty. See, today, I don't know. Those in the station, those teams, or those concerned, have they been arrested?
Are you talking about the story where, you know, someone was arrested somewhere around, is it the Woji axis, and his body was found somewhere? Okay, that's AK. Okay, go ahead.
Yes. For example, that one, if those people have been arrested, me and you see that they have been dealing with, even for everything, let me tell you, throughout that moon, the system will be using hand and sanitize himself.
Okay.
Understand me? Yeah. USC will adjust. My one politician will adjust. All of them will use their hand and adjust.
But Chris.
Only say a word.
Chris, I understand. The truth is, we've not heard much about that AK story, and now you've brought it up, we would have to follow up on it. However, I mean, if you listen to the last segment where we had 2023 in review, you would have heard where a court sentenced two SAS, former SAS officers to death. You know, they had to kill them or something like that. Then you also see where, you know, the police, failed in court to prove their case against Chima Kunado and the others. And so those people won their cases and they were made to pay, police were made to pay certain amounts of money. So you see, these things should also be, should also be an example to the other police officers, but they are not listening. They're still doing what is in their mind.
Yes, they are trying. A lot of them are trying. I don't know, sometimes, if they are five, they will, sometimes they used to punish four, these two. Understand me? That is the problem we have. Like CBN governor. You know, say the CBN governor, they have arrested him. Mm. But there are many CBN governors in the system that is causing problems today.
Okay. I get your point. Are you there?
Sometimes the system, understand me?
All right. All right, thank you very much. Thank you very much. Keep your calls coming in, 0817-923-0002 and 0817-923-0003. If you're just joining the conversation, we're looking at the topic, 89 million naira returned to someone who was extorted here in River State, Ozuoba area to be precise. His house, you know, it was barged into by the police sometime in September, 89 million naira. At first, over 100 million naira was collected, but then 89 million naira was extorted. And then the remaining returned to him. A gold chain worth 5 million naira also collected. Two plasma TVs also collected. Expensive ones also collected. Interesting, right? Well, let's read this message. Man of the people, greeting. See how Nigeria police are disgracing themselves from Tangut Abilitia to Igbo. I've got Arinze. Arinze is calling me from Woji. Let's listen to Arinze now. Arinze, welcome. What's on your mind? Please tell me.
Well, thank you very much, Canada.
Yeah, Arinze, welcome.
I listened to this story and it cools you, just run down my spine.
Okay.
You know, I really... sometimes I ask the question, where and how our police are trained these days?
Okay.
What kind of orientation do they go through? Because it seems that practically everyone them on the street, on the road, I mean, once they get involved in things that will be monitored about what they come to arrest, the first thing in their mind is what they can get from the person. I mean, I don't just on a daily basis, I move around and I drive and I do meetings. The person will stop you. Who do you ask you for? That's the paper. The only thing they have in mind is what do you have to give? Issue of police, you know, intelligence, the police, not about people have suddenly disappeared from their mind.
Right.
But kudos to the young man that decided to pursue his case because he could have easily died down. We know how many persons that could have gone through the same thing that didn't report, but didn't pursue the case.
Yeah.
There's so many of them out there. And you can imagine the way they are lavishing on their collection. Somebody buying a good wristwatch is about 5 million. I mean, it's appalling. And I don't know whether the police hierarchy or the officials in the police industry, I mean, what they are doing to eradicate this.
All right.
Because it's destroying. Can you imagine they even want to rope in the IGP? They want to rope in the everybody that is at the hierarchy there. I mean, it will be complete reorientation because it has become a norm. It has become like a tradition. If it's no money, then it's nothing. They just have to collect. Remember the case of that Australian woman or the Netherlands that woman that was riding?
Yeah.
And then they stopped by. They only asked, give us money.
Mm.
It's embarrassing, honestly speaking.
All right, then.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Arinze. Thank you very much for your time and your contribution. But really, what is on your mind? What are you thinking when you look at this story? When you look at you know what is being said? very funny messages on Facebook. But let's look at it. Destiny Akara says, I don't think the police is to be blamed here. I think the fellow who carried such humongous sum without police escort, as we always do, is to blame. Okay, he should have carried escort, you mean. But he was in his house. Philip Enyazu says, the person involved has connections. Imagine a common man in the situation. The result won't be the same. Felix Oluwafemi Chima Allwell says, where is the money deposited? It will be a welcome development if the Nigeria police will attach cameras in their uniform. Then we will have reformed policing. But do you think Felix, has the solution to this problem? Imagine if we have our police officers wearing cameras. It will be good. But what about areas where there is no network? Like we saw with the beavers. What about areas where there is no network? How does it work? How does it happen? My goodness. I'd like to get your thoughts. 0817-923-0002 and 0817-923-0003. This one says, good evening. Nigeria is absolutely a failed state. Yes, some of these things happen in other countries, but over there it is 1 of 100, while in Nigeria it is 98 of 100. Nigeria police is the most corrupt institution in Nigeria. They are meant to protect us, but they are the ones harassing us. I cry whenever I pass any checkpoint with 100 naira, you are allowed to pass with anything, you said. Comrade Eluwa Miracle from Rukboku. And I do think you have an argument. I mean, 100 naira tithes and offering. Sometimes 200 naira tithes and offerings. It's not a bribe, it's tithes and offering. I mean, they are servicing, they are holding service on the road. And we're making use of the service. So we pay for tithes and offering. On a lighter note. I've got Austin, and Austin is calling me from... where is Austin calling from? Austin is calling from on there. All right, let's take Austin's call. Austin, welcome. What is on your mind? Let's talk for different.
Yes, good evening, Canada.
Yeah, greetings to you.
Yeah, my name is Austin. I'm calling from LMA.
All right, Austin, welcome.
Yes, thank you. My question is, 10 naira per month of money, why taking it to his house? Why don't you take it to his safer place?
That's
number one. Number two.
Okay, go ahead, I'll answer you.
Okay, number two, I learned that a friend went and leaked the secret that he's carrying money. It's a cyber cafe.
Okay.
Three, why don't you use police escort and make the law to one of the station that, see, I am a social worker. I'm having a position of money. Please, I need an assistant from this command to come and say, guide me. That is it. He made a mistake on his own.
Okay. Now, before you throw blame games, number one, the reason why he said he did not put that in the bank and carried it, you know, to his house, is because they paid them with cash. They paid the boys with cash, not, you know, they paid the guys on the sea. And so they paid them there on the sea, right? So, yeah, that's one. Number two, what's the need of telling the police when he must have, you know, secretly carried the money to his house? I mean, think about it. And so even if the police should now come into the matter after someone gave a tip-off, shouldn't the police investigate and give everything back to him? Why will the police take 89 million and other properties and not want to return them back to him?
The thing is that police has been this dubious character. What I mean, dubious character, sorry to say this. They want to recruit the police, the police have the mind that I'm going to police to come make money. They're not going to police for what they really signed for, to protect the citizens. The commission police, the federal government should caution the police.
Okay.
That is my own idea. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much, Austin. I've got Edward. Edward from Andoni. Welcome. What is on your mind? Please turn off your radio.
Kalada, good evening.
Yeah, greetings to you. Welcome.
Okay. My name is Edward. I'm calling from Andoni.
All right. Welcome then, Edward.
It's talking about the police corruption of the king in Nigeria. It is very too much.
Okay.
My question goes to the viral video that has gone on recently that those two police officers have been dismissed. Are you aware of that?
Yes, I am aware. I think they were caught on camera. Yeah.
Uh-huh. A lady from Netherlands, running all the way from Netherlands, passed to Nigeria border to Ghana. She has met Ghana police. They did not demand for you. Ghana police was even asking the lady for her number. Communication of security is when reaching to Nigeria police, they were demanding for money. When I watch the video, it seems as if Nigeria, that the way police just like the purpose of why they recruit them to that was for them to be collecting money from passerby along the road. Even it's not good coming to the river state here. If you are going from town, as if from Boroke to my one station, as if.
Please turn off your radio set. It's echoing and it's not nice.
Okay. Within after I put that road, you see some police station, some policemen. If you have bought this bus driver, they will collect on them. I say, why is the staff? Someone who is rushing to meet at the home park, they will stop sure and keep hold up along the road. If you won't pass the other one, if they are going down to that path, they will even stop you again. Mm. So because 100 naira from you, 100 of you, allow people to pass. If I was 100, I'm aware, I know that the commissioner of police are aware of it. What is your job for collecting money? Right. Even if you are going to within Choba or Zoba, you still see them collecting under. Right. What is your under? Right. You go to my tree.
Edward, I've got to go.
Some policemen standing along the road collecting under now from drivers.
All right, Edward, I've got to go. I'm sorry. Michael from Port Harcourt, welcome. What is on your mind? Quickly, we've got, 45 seconds?
All right, beautiful. Good evening.
Yeah, welcome.
Right away, the police. I need me to speak to be more like a devil's advocate.
Okay.
Quickly, these guys are humans. They are Nigerians.
Okay.
From the same society.
Mm.
Okay. Mm. So if these guys are this way and we all want to castigate them, please, we have to castigate ourselves. If anyone gets into the force, that person becomes one of them.
Mm.
I think we're not attending to the foundation. What is it about a society that is making this?
All right.
What is it about us that is causing our police service to be this?
All right.